Ladies and gentlemen, we're sorry for the confusion. There's a situation developing here that we're trying to sort out ourselves, and we're a bit shocked by it. And we know you are too. Or that is, we know you will be shocked by it as soon as we bring it to you. Basically, to sum up, it appears that this time slot, which had been occupied by a program called Brain Damage for some time, has been altered in a way. It seems that we are now required by, I'm not particularly sure if it's by law or by some sort of a decree or something like that, to alter the programming in such a way that we must now, oh gosh, I guess there's no other way to say it, this is now a Christian program. I realize this might sound a bit strange, a bit out of the ordinary, but the fact of the matter is, I received a memo, and there have been several reports of this already in the papers, and I haven't seen the papers, actually, in the last few days, so I didn't know about it when I came in today, hence the confusion. What does this mean to you, the listener? Well, it doesn't mean a whole lot, I guess, and if you're not religious, because, well, I guess it does if you're not religious, because we now must do religious things that we didn't do before, and that obviously makes things a bit tricky. So bear with us as we scramble to adjust things. This actually won't be too hard. I've been thinking about this over the past minute, and it won't take all that much effort to change the focus of the show so that we encompass religion, or actually focus primarily on religion, Christianity, that is. This is a result of a rather strong-minded group called Christian Radio Adventure Pact. Is that correct? Christian Radio Adventure Pact has come in here and sort of requested firmly that we air this kind of programming, and I guess this was the time slot that they had in mind, and they certainly got it. All right, well, I guess with that in mind, it's time now to proceed with the program. We will try to do that in as best a way as possible. I have to read this, huh? Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All right. I am God. You are God. We are all God. It's easy. Just repeat after me. I am God. You are God. We are all God.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
That's right.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God.
Nonsensical.
We are all God.
Our God doesn't operate that way.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Preposterous.
I am God. You are God. I am God. You are God. We are all God.
Untouchable.
I am God. You are God. We are all God.
How can cause the soul twist and pervert? Plain and simple, the Bible actually says.
Our churches today are full of a bunch of spiritual retards with a bunch of brain flushers for preachers.
make bread with wet people?
We cannot fully bring another to peace and happiness. So just once more with feeling.
Allah. Oh, no, wrong religion. This is the Christian version of Brain Damage. We hope. Well, the CD player stopped. Isn't that something strange? Or around here, of course, nothing is strange, and it's all looked upon as an act of God. Yes. Thank you. That was the word of the day. We have said the word of the day, and I want to thank everybody for responding in such a in such a gallant manner. God is the word of the day. God is the word of the week. God is the word of the month. God is the word of the year. God is the word of the decade. God is the word of the century. God is the word of the millennium. Amen. Amen. Spiny, you're here? And while you, in fact, did your normal show today, obviously things have changed around here. We are now enlightened, as it were. We must now go forward with a new beacon beckoning us. I don't know if you've ever been beckoned by a beacon, but it's a wonderful feeling. It is a wonderful feeling when you see the light and you know how many watts it is.
Yeah.
And I do. And
well,
I've
been seeing things for quite a while.
Uh-huh. Well, you must stare into the light. Now, the thing is, though, if the light is too bright, it might be the sun. Do not stare into the sun. We don't want people to stare into the sun. But if you see the light, look to the light, follow the light, because if it's the right kind of light, it'll be moving, and you can follow it. That's a good way to tell, actually. If the light moves, it's the kind of light you got to follow. But if the light stays... Well, actually, that's not true either, because the sun moves. Okay, let's try this. If the light moves at a rate that you can see with your eyes... well, actually, that's no good either, because if you stare at the sun for too long, you'll go blind, and probably before you notice if it's moving or not. Okay, if you see a light that looks kind of like an indoor light, all right, but not like, you know, the sun, I mean...
Not like one of those bug lights, either.
No, it's not. It's definitely not blue. It's definitely not, I mean, I don't want to speak for all Christians, but I think the light isn't blue. I mean, the light I see is not blue. It's kind of a greenish-orange, actually.
Yes.
It's hard to describe, but it's a wondrous light. It's a wondrous feeling. In fact, it's all wondrous. What a wondrous word that is. But the point of the matter is, the light, I mean, damn it. I didn't mean to say that. That's the thought, the old brain damage of me. But golly, it's you know, you'll know it when you see it. When you see that light, you'll know it's not the sun or the moon. That's another problem, the moon. Well, you can check to see if the moon is out. You know, look in the paper, and if it's not out and you see the light, it's probably not the moon either.
Unless you live near MacArthur.
Oh, yeah, man-made lights. I forgot about those. There's a lot of those. All right, look. Let's just say this. If you see the light and you get this warm, glowing feeling all over you and you're not in a nuclear power plant, that's probably it, okay? That's probably the light. And follow that light. Go with the light. And, I mean, odds are you'll meet other people that are following the same light because, as most Christians know, you know, the lights are shared. Shared lights. Shared visions.
And lights attract.
Right. I guess in a way, Spiny, it is kind of like the bug light. Except it's not blue. It's a greenish. To me, it's greenish orangish.
And it doesn't make that neat sound when you grab onto it.
Oh, no. No sounds at all. It's. Oh, gosh. It's just so hard to describe, you know? I mean, have you ever seen the light?
Not without extra aids.
Uh-huh. Well, the thing is, you don't need extra aids or extra anything for this light. You need your mind to basically be turned over and
turned on.
Yeah, turned over and turned. What a nice way of looking at it. Yeah, turned over and turned on. It's all on theme again. Isn't that nice? Is there something wrong with the CD player?
I don't like that.
What exactly is going on here?
I think it's possessed.
It's not. Oh, you mean the devil has. Possessed our CD player. Well, how about if I turn it off and then turn it on again? You see, religion holds the answers to everything, and CD players are no exception to that. Now, let's see, I'm going to skip ahead to that track there.
Not without pausing.
And then it's going to pause, but then if I bring it up like that, I think it'll work this time because this time I called upon the Almighty to help out and see that the theme does not stop, that the theme continues, continues to bring enrichment and enlightenment to the masses. And so it shall. So it is written, and so it shall be written. Yea. It's 12:27 on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. If you're listening to this program, your life is about to change in a much grander way than you probably ever imagined. Come join us. Go to the light, and we'll see you there. I don't know if I can do this. I mean, I've been trying. You got to give me credit. I've been trying, haven't I? I mean, I read the memo, right? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This is weird. I mean, every week it's something different. But this week, I came in, and Spiny actually was the one that showed me the memo. I mean, I'll lay it on the table here. We weren't really given any notice. We just suddenly had to change our programming format from freeform talk to Christian. And, I mean, you know, I have the guidelines here about lights and all that kind of thing, but it's not easy. You know, when you haven't had any preparation for this, it's not easy.
I have some experience with this.
You do? All right. Why don't you guide me through this, because I'm having a bit of difficulty here.
It's not really.
So light gives off heat, you know.
The last time I used to
I'm under questioning here with this bright light shining down on me. Mm. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My old time slot was right before the other kind of Christian music broadcast.
Right, right.
So I saw how those guys worked it. They didn't bring their own lights, though.
They didn't bring their own lights. The lights just sort of followed them here? Is that how it works?
Well, they dealt with music, so I don't think they had to deal with the lights. So I think you're...
All right.
In hot water.
But why do they do this, though? I mean, look, I don't want to air the dirty laundry of the station out over the air, but I mean, this program director we've got, right, he's kind of, he makes these decisions, right? He, like, changes things around, changes programs, and we're just supposed to sort of fall into step, like, you know, he's some kind of, boot camp instructor or something like that, you know? I'm not complaining or anything like that. I mean, I'm sure, you know, after a few years, he's probably a decent person, but, I mean, this show has been on the air now for about 23 years, okay? And that's even longer than the station's been here. Now, for us to have been going that long, we must have been doing something right. I mean, you've seen the Arbitrons. They're through the roof. Millions of people. We're the largest demographics in the Northeast. And this show brings in the people. Now, why? Why tamper with success, you know? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm puzzled by this. I mean, I wish he was here. I'd have a word or two to say to him about that. But, who's going to listen to me, you know? All right, so I guess what we have to do is we have to sort of carry on as best we can.
Did they give you a packet?
No.
No.
What do you mean a packet? I mean...
Well, the other guys had a packet.
What other guys? You mean other programs are affected by this, too?
No, the other Christian show that was before mine on the last time slot.
They were given a packet? I thought they did this on their own. You mean we're sort of... getting people to do these shows, and they don't really want to do these shows? I mean,
they wanted to do it.
Instigating Christian shows?
They wanted to do it, so I think they wrote away for a packet on their own. And since they're not doing it anymore, I think we're kind of forced. But you should see if you can get a packet.
Well, yeah, a packet would be great, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I walked in here, you know, a minute before the show like I usually do, and I just wasn't prepared for this. I just wasn't prepared for this at all. I'm sorry. It's... Christian. Well, here's something I was planning on doing. I don't think it falls out of step with Christianity or anything like that. So, as a public service to the listeners, we're going to tell you what is on TV right now, in case you have second thoughts about listening to this. Okay, it's 12:30 now, and if you turn to channel 2, you can see WCW wrestling for an hour. Now, what is WCW?
World, I don't know. Wait, WF?
No, WCW.
World Championship.
World Championship Wrestling, that's what it is. World Championship Wrestling, that's
that kind of conflicts with the Gladiators, doesn't it?
It conflicts with Highlander on Channel 3.
That's no problem.
Yeah. Listen to this, on Channel 13, Grateful and the Dead. What do you think that's all about? Ooh. Late at night, they don't give
foreign
any details.
Politics?
They don't give any details for the programming. Okay, and Connecticut Business Review on Channel 8. That's always interesting. But if you want to join things in progress, on Channel 61 you have Howling 2. The sequel to 1981's The Howling. Did you know that?
No.
It has, according to this, it has a little bite as Christopher Lee investigates werewolves in Transylvania. I wish I was watching that, actually. That sounds really, really good. Made in 1985. And then you got a Debbie Reynolds film on Channel 21. Now, I don't understand that. Channel 21 is a public TV station. How does Debbie Reynolds fit into public TV?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How do they split up the day?
How do they split up the day?
Certain TV guides do funny things with the...
Yeah, well, the way they work it out here is, I'm looking at the page for Saturday, but it says in a little caption, early Sunday for midnight. And then that goes on until 5 in the morning, at which time the day changes to Sunday. And it
magically
gives you a morning.
They must have a different meridian then.
Yeah, something like that. You just missed Cops on Channel 3. Okay, I shouldn't tell people what they just missed, because they might not like that.
Tease.
But on the Uptown Comedy Club on Channel 5, we have Trends of Culture and comedian Mark Anthony. Commercial programs for 6 hours on Channel 9. Home Shopping Network for 7 hours on Channel 20. And that's pretty much it as far as broadcast TV goes. I don't know if I want to get into cable. That's going to take a while. Oh, also, on Channel 11, the movie Youngblood, about the trials of an aspiring hockey pro. What do you think of that?
Not much.
Well, I mean, I don't really think it's up to us to criticize this.
I wasn't criticizing. I was just saying I didn't think
Well, I much. Just think that this is... oh, look, Paul McCartney's on Saturday Night Live. It's a repeat, though, but that's really neat. And Murder at the World Series on Channel 7. TV movie interweaving personal dramas with a vengeful man's plan to kidnap a pitcher's wife. Well, that just sounds... Oh, it's got Karen Valentine in it. Now, this has got to be something that people are taping in droves. And that's pretty much it for TV tonight. If you look ahead tomorrow morning, and I guess to sort of placate the station management here, we should tell people about the Christian programming that takes place in the morning. Of course, I should probably know this by now. What time do you want to start? What time do you think people get up that are listening now? All right, let's be liberal and say 6. All right, 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's an ungodly hour.
All right. On Channel 8, we have Northern Lights, a visit to the small town of Kotzebue, Alaska, where Inupiaq Eskimo traditions have been observed side by side with Christian teachings for nearly a century. Among the citizens profiled, a man who has spent 21 years translating the Bible into the Inupiaq dialect.
Well, there goes another culture.
Yeah, we have Insight on Channel 7, which is sort of Christianish. Old Time Gospel Hour on Channel 5, which is gospelish, I guess.
Gospel-esque.
More gospel stuff at 6:30 on Channel 2. Sensation. Spread a Little Sunshine on Channel 3.
That's a good one.
Visions on Channel 4. Christopher Close-Up on Channel 7. And Faith Fellowship on Channel 47.
I like the one with the pirates.
That's all at 6:30.
That's good.
The one with the pirates? No.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV on Sunday mornings. I guess I should if I really want to catch up to modern-day Christianity. The World Tomorrow at 7.
Is Gene Scott still on anywhere?
He's always on. He's got his own satellite transponder, so he's always on. But I don't know if you can... I guess he is Christian, but that's kind of interesting Christian, if you know what I mean.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. Hour of Power, that sounds interesting. I mean, it sounds religious to me.
Well, it's also up there with the Rod of God.
I see. Lifestyle Magazine? Oh, no, that's a health show. I'm sorry. Okay, that's it for 7 o'clock. You know, there's not too much religious programming on at 7 o'clock. 7:30, we have This Is the Life, which sounds sort of religious. Church Service, Catholic, on Channel 9. Winnie the Pooh, oh, no, that's not religious. Okay, that's it. Day of Discovery. Day of Discovery on Channel 47. Okay. I think I'll take this to about 9 in the morning, because about that time, religion kind of peters out. In Touch on Channel 5.
They have their own magazine.
And Jimmy Swaggart on Channel 47. And Day of Discovery on Channel 55.
That's a double dose of Day of Discovery?
Well, they have it on different channels.
Hmm.
At 8:30... Hour of Power is on Channel 30, Change Lives on Channel 55, and, you know, that's it. That's it for religious programming. Well, that's kind of sad. And finally, at 9 o'clock, we have a church service at on Channel 5 and Channel 55. This is another Catholic service. And, well, I'm going to take a chance here. Kenneth Copeland, I think that's a preacher. Yeah, that or a talk show host, but he's on Channel 47. And that's what's happening tomorrow in the world of religion, Christian religion, that is. It's 12:37. Welcome to the, I guess, can we still call the program Brain Damage?
Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing unreligious about that. Okay, we have another quality religious track for you. Track, you get it?
You can't call it a track.
Oh, I guess I can't do that.
You need another piece of terminology.
Religious cut?
Song?
Religious selection? A musical selection from the Christian band Negative Land, which comes out with all kinds of religious gems, I guess you'd say. Your calls, of course, are welcome at 632-6901. And we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your interpretations of various verses and, you know, all those kind of things. Like, what do the colons mean between the numbers?
Of what?
There's been a lot of debate about that. You know, when you quote certain things, there's these colons.
Oh, royalties. Who gets them?
Well, no, it's not a question of royalties, because it's not really money that we're concerned about. It's just a question of, you know, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does any of it mean?
What's the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of it all? You can help us. Give us a call at 632-6901. In the meantime, let's hear some inspiration.
Good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity. shop as usual. And avoid panic buying.
I don't really know if we should have played that. Because it certainly doesn't reflect the sentiments of this show. It certainly doesn't reflect the sentiments of this station or of anybody else. I don't know what that was all about. It's upon further looking at it, it's called Christianity is Stupid, but certainly we all know it isn't. From Negative Land. I'm sure they were joking. I'm sure it was all just a joke. A Christian, of course, is defined as one who professes the religious principles of Jesus Christ. And I'm sorry, this is the first time we've said his name in this program. We always should say his name more than that. And so should you. And not just when you hit yourself with hammers and fall off high places and things like that. You should say it for no reason at all. Just at the supermarket checkout. Walking down your driveway to check the mail. Walking the dog. Getting out of the shower. And of course, his name should always be on your mind. His name should always be something that that is on the tip of your tongue. And frequently, over the tip of your tongue. The more you say Jesus Christ, the more the people around you will hear it. It's something to think about. Now, we're going to take some phone calls at 632-6901. I know this is difficult. I know this is something that a lot of you find strange, maybe even distasteful, maybe even unconscionable. But remember why this is happening. It's because of love. That is why we do everything here on this program, because of love. Remember that. We must love each other. We must love ourselves. But most of all, we must love you know who. Go on, say it. Very good. A lot of you did say it. I felt it. Follow that light. Remember, the light is there. Sometimes you have to close your eyes in order to see it. But see it you will, as long as you say it. Amen. It's 12:45 and a number of seconds, but they don't matter. What matters is that we are all together here. And we're going to take our first phone call. Good evening. We're so happy you could be with us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm a fairly new listener.
Uh-huh.
And it seems that the show has been a little altered since the last time I've listened.
Yes, we have undertaken some changes. We've been advised to undertake some changes. And it's something that, you see, at this radio station, we're team players. If somebody tells us, somebody in authority tells us that we must now change our direction, we change our direction because we're all, if you will, soldiers in the common army.
Right, but I didn't think it'd be so dramatic.
Well, we're trying not to be dramatic because this is not something that that we thought of, certainly. We're simply joining with the forces, you know?
Right.
I sense some discomfort.
Not discomfort as much as just some, well, slight confusion, I guess.
Slight confusion, that's perfectly acceptable. We all feel slight confusion at some point. The important thing is to find your personal savior, to look towards that light, and to fall into step with everybody else. And once you do that, you will be saved. But failure to do that, and you face eternal damnation. And that's not something that we like to talk about here at the radio station, because we like to think that all of our listeners will be saved. And in fact, I'm told now that we are going to be publishing some lists of particular programs that if you listen to them too much, you might very well not make it past the final cut, if you get the picture. There are some radio programs on this station that, they just maybe encourage the wrong thing. Not because they intentionally want to, but they are misguided amongst themselves. We can't mention it on the radio, but if you write to us, we'll send you the list.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty, well, not humorous, but
No, it's not humorous, it's sad. It's something that we'd like to be able to help, because we're here to help. We're here to help everybody. That's why we're here, you know, to help. We're here.
All right.
Are you there?
I'm still here.
Ah, okay, good.
Is
there anything that we can help you with?
Well, not really. I just wanted to see what the scoop was, because I didn't tune in at the very beginning of the program, so I thought I kind of missed something.
No, well, there was a bit of confusion at the beginning of the program. You know, usually, it's interesting, there is a bit of confusion here at the program, but now things seem to have cleared up a bit. I seem to have my head screwed on a little tighter. I seem to know where we're going. And, you know, for the first time, I feel like we're covering ground. You know, we're getting somewhere. We're actually making a difference in people's lives.
Well, most shows or...
I mean, saving a soul is a pretty good feeling.
Oh, I'm sure it's terrific.
It's better than... Well, it's better than you know what. I mean, it's better than lots of things.
I'm curious if some of the other shows will also take the same attitude.
Well, there is some talk. In fact, there's a number of station staffers congregating in the hallway right now that are discussing this. In fact, even though we have some soundproof walls here, you might be able to actually hear some of the talking in the background. But there is a little bit of concern, and I guess what people are concerned about is how they can make their programming as good as possible with so many Christian programs on the air. And I think there's enough Christianity for everybody. I think there's enough different approaches towards the same goal that I think we'll all have quality programs and we'll all have quality listeners, and I don't think there's anything to worry about.
That's really wacky.
Yeah, wacky. But, you know, wacky is a Christian kind of thing.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I guess that's really it. I was just kind of curious. That's really strange.
Well, it's different. I don't know if strange would be the right word. Unusual, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I'll give it that.
It seems like the station's going to go, well, not really go anywhere, but just change completely.
Well, the world is changing. We must change with the world. We must change with the times.
And if you don't mind me saying, it doesn't sound like you're going to take it too seriously.
Well, no. I mean, I've had my doubts, yes. I'm a sinner. I've said it before. I've said it again.
Mm.
I'll say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it before, too, I guess.
All
but
right.
I have done things in the past that I must answer for. But I know I've done these things. And I pray for forgiveness. And I will get it at some point.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you.
God be with you. And I damn well better get it. I'm sorry. I was just thinking out loud there for a second, but I mean, that's how it works, right? If you pray for forgiveness, you get it, basically.
Supposedly, that's the theory.
Okay. No, I just want to make sure before.
Shall receive.
No, I just want to make sure before I go too far here that because if I'm not going to sin anymore, I just want to make sure that I'm not going to live a sedentary, boring life, and then when it comes to the end, you know, God's there, and he says, you know, it didn't really make a difference. You could have, done a few things that might maybe you thought you weren't able to do. If it doesn't make a difference to me. I don't care. There's so many billions of people down there that, why should whether you sin or not sin really matter to me at all, you know?
What in particular are you...
Well, I'm not going to say... I mean, I'm not gonna reveal my sins on the radio, but I'm just saying, if I understand this correctly, I've agreed to stop sinning, and that's a sacrifice. That's a hell of a sacrifice. I mean, I can't even say that. That's quite a sacrifice. It's a big sacrifice, but I'm willing to do it because it's what you might say. It's an investment in the future. Okay, and I'm big on investments. You know, I'm big on figuring out what the good payoff is for a certain thing. And, sitting back and waiting for it to pay off and cash in on it, And I feel if this is what this deal holds for me, if I have to be good, I'll be good. And I can be real good. I can be really, really good.
Now, are you being good just because you want to be good or because you're expecting some big payoff?
Well, you see, I could see how you might say that, how you might misinterpret what I'm saying here. But, yeah, I mean, I can be really good because I want to be good. Yes, to answer your question. I can do that. I can play that game. I can do that easily.
Well, not you playing a game, so you don't really mean it.
Yeah, but no, but you see, let me explain. Everything is a game. Life is a game. Death is a game. It's all, we all like playing a game at some point. And it's all a question of adjusting the, you know, making a left turn or a right turn or going up this driveway or exploring this road. You're making turns. You're always, and sometimes you turn around because you reach a dead end. So you have to go the other way. But you're constantly spinning the wheel, you know. It's sort of like Jeopardy in a way. Spinning that old wheel and seeing what you get. And Jeopardy, my friend, is a game.
That's not Jeopardy. That's Wheel of Fortune.
All right, Wheel of Fortune, man. But they're both games, and Wheel of Fortune has a certain amount of Jeopardy involved in it, right? Do you see what I'm trying to say?
Do you know our
Do you understand the point I'm making?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know why you're trying to make it seem like I'm talking nonsense here.
Oh, no, I was just trying to get
this carefully thought out. Yeah. Carefully thought out, and everything has its place, its meaning. So, yes, it's a game, but all games have payoffs, all games have participants, all games have large audiences and market shares in the biggest cities. Now, I think you'll find that religion, Christianity in particular, is no exception. And God bless it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get all emotional like that, but that's just how I feel. I think you still have a way to go. If you don't mind my saying, I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and you don't really.
Oh, you want me to leave?
No, that's not what I mean at all. No, I'm just saying you seem to not feel comfortable with the new thought around here.
Well, no, I'm just thinking what it means to my show. Not that I'm being selfish, but
yeah. Well, no, I mean, I understand that, and you know, I must concur. I don't like the way this was done. I've said it before, I think the program director acted in a very heavy-handed way, and I'll be honest with you, okay? All confidence?
That's between you and me.
I don't like him. I don't. I don't think he doesn't respect the people around here. Now, I'm not saying that the decision was wrong, because I actually feel something. I actually feel that light beckoning me. But the way he went about this was a very, I'd say an unchristian way of doing it, if you know what I mean.
Have you confronted him on this?
No, I haven't. I would like to. I certainly would love to have the opportunity to speak with him. But, you know, he's elusive. He's never around.
You're just getting those weird notes in your mailbox. Huh?
Memos. The station is run by memos. I don't know if people know this. And I guess this would probably qualify as airing station dirty laundry. But, you know, I think there are some things that people need to know. That, you know, everything is... We don't see people around here. We just get letters. We just get letters and notices and things like that. We come in, we read the letters that apply to us, and we leave. And sometimes we write little letters of our own, and they're read and they're replied to by the time we come back. And that's how it works. That's how any radio station is run. But I'm just kind of, where are you going?
I gotta go answer my email.
Email now? You're getting electronic mail.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. But anyway, that's the way things are done around here. And what can I say? It's 12:55. Spiny has walked out. And, hi, Dave. It's 12:50. Dave, wait. Oh, boy, we were just talking about you. Wait a minute. That's our program director is here, but he's not officially here without the program director theme. And there's the program director theme. For years, this has been the program director theme. Whenever the program director of WUSB walks into the room, you are required, this big sign up here, you must play Pomp and Circumstance here. We usually play the first part here without talking, and then maybe look rather stern, but we'll get to that in a moment. It is stirring, and, well, hi, Dave, how are you? We were just, you probably couldn't hear us, wherever you were, but we were just, you didn't hear us, did you?
I tend not to listen to the
good
station.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good policy, I think, and one that that a program director should follow, not listen to the station, because I mean it's just gonna bring you hassles. And
you
and
did play my theme, right?
Your theme is automatically playing.
All right.
I mean, we have that CD player.
Yeah, there is that buzzer system when I walk through the door.
Yeah, just for some people might think it's a waste to have a CD player that just plays the theme.
Well, we did have
embarrassing pauses.
A small fundraising radiothon a few months back to raise money just for that security system.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, people were thrown off the air for not playing the theme at the appropriate. It's like not standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Wait, should I be standing?
We've sort of
backed down.
Strict.
Okay, good. We backed down. This is like the Glasnost era, right? We don't have to like be as strict as we were before.
Yeah. I mean, the first few weeks of my reign, I did require that just as a courtesy. But now that we've settled in, I feel it's not proper for me to ask you to do that all the time.
Okay, that's fine. I can respect it. If you change your mind, just let me know. I'll be happy to concur, comply. So you weren't listening, and that's fine.
So how's everything been going?
Oh, it's going great. It's going just perfect. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything. And thank you. Thank you very much for changing the way this program goes. I think it's going in a much better way, much better direction, much better, route. Much better.
I'm glad you're happy with it. I've been awaiting a return memo from you to see how you felt about it.
Well, I was going to write the return memo at the conclusion of the radio program, because you remember the other memo about writing memos during the show. You're not supposed to do that because it takes away from your
Yeah,
I'm just kind of nervous here because, you know, having the program director sitting in on the program, especially when you're supposed to be doing something different and new, and I just don't think I can stop babbling like this. It's 1 o'clock, WUSB Stony Brook. Legal ID, see, I did it right on time.
I was getting concerned.
Good. Not that you're getting concerned, but good that you saw that I did that. So, yeah, we're Christian now.
Well,
that's okay, right?
Not the radio station, basically this slot.
Right. Brain Damage is a Christian program.
That's correct.
We're very good at it. We're Spiney here, he'll back me up, right?
Oh, he's doing fine.
Yeah, I'm a good Christian. And the listeners are good Christians. See all these little lights here on the phone? So all little good red Christians there on the switchboard. Every single one.
Can we take calls here?
Yes, we haven't taken calls. And the listeners are as moved as we are by the change of events.
I hope we've been getting plenty of positive responses.
Absolutely, 100% positive. Absolutely.
And
every call so far has expressed heartfelt gratitude.
Well, it was because of the various listener surveys that we've conducted that we felt this was the change that needed to be made.
Uh-huh.
We always like to reflect Arbitron ratings
and of course.
All our listener wants and
I
needs.
Mean, yeah, the fact that the Arbitrons were great before, I guess, I mean, that means that they can be better, I guess. The fact that
They can always be better, and that's what we strive for.
We had 7 million people listen last week. And I guess this move is designed to make it 8, right?
Well, yes, there are 8 million people in this in the city. Although
our potential audience is 8 million,
but
we have 7 million of that. I mean, that's good, but it's not great, right? I mean, I understand where you're coming from. I understand perfectly. I'm not giving you any trouble at all. Well, I mean, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I just said that because maybe you think I am, but I'm not. I wouldn't, never.
Well, I realize that.
Are you going to be here long?
Well, I know you're not going to give me any trouble.
No, I said that. I won't. You want me to sign something to that effect? I mean, I will. I mean, I won't. I'll sign something, but I won't give you trouble. This is going to be the longest hour of my life. Yeah, so, I mean, everything's fine here.
You don't
have to worry.
Just because of this disturbance we had a few weeks ago doesn't mean I'm
well,
going to take
that
anything
was all,
out on you.
I'm sorry, that was all Wiener's fault, okay? And you notice he's not here tonight. I mean, I don't know what it is about Wiener, but he...
Well, I know I haven't seen him around. I did pass some strange-looking object as I walked in, in a trench coat.
No, he's not here tonight.
Okay.
He was called away on some governmental business or something. But the thing is, he was here for the last however many weeks we've been on the air, which I think is, 4 weeks? And he would never say anything. He just, see, staccato remarks, yes, no, maybe, and people... We had 45 letters last week.
I did get a memo back from Wiener saying, absolutely not.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the kind of thing he was saying. he would just say these, you know, these one-word replies and things like that.
I wasn't sure how to interpret it. I did send him a re-reply memo asking him to expound upon that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and but on the radio, he just keeps saying yes, no. And we got 45 letters last week from people saying that they're sick of this tape recording. And that's what how they think of him. They think he's a tape recorder. And, you know, obviously he's not, because he's not here this week and you don't hear him at all. I mean, that should prove it right there. But imagine that, 45 letters saying basically the same thing. I hung them all up outside, all 45 right next to each other. Norm took it down. But I hung them all up, and just to show people that we get lots of listeners, we get people that care about something, and it's, you know.
Well, I can, of course, attest that Jim Wiener is not a tape recording. He's
That he were. And I know that sounds unchristian to say that, but... I mean, the trials of Job. You know, when you hang out with someone of Wiener's like, or ilk, I guess is a better word.
Trials of Job.
He had more than one trial.
So no,
there was an appeal after the first verdict was handed down.
Really?
If I understand my
testament, yes, and because of the knowledge that you are showing on the air here of your biblical studies,
yes.
I mean, this contributed to our change of pace for the show.
Mm-hmm.
We knew you were the right choice for this.
We're spreading the good news.
And I'm glad you're taking it well.
Is that a registered trademark of anybody? Spreading the good news? No, I hope not, because, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're spreading the good news, patent pending on that, because we have to sort of cover ourselves. We probably should get that trademarked ourselves if nobody else has done it, so that way there won't be any confusion in the future. So, yeah, that's what we're here for.
Well, confusion will be solved by the topic of this show, I'm sure.
Should we be changing the name of the show, then? Christian Brain Damage, or Brain Damage for Christians, or Brain Christian Damage, or what?
Well, I think we can discuss that further. Actually, I did send you a memo just this morning. I suppose you have not gotten it yet.
Well, it takes 3 days to get a memo.
Yes, well, our mailing system, our inter-radio mailing system...
The memo delivery, department is
Brain healing.
I like it. Yes.
Very good. It reflects the new topic, the new shape of the
show.
Now,
Dave, as long as you stepped in, I was wondering maybe you could tell the listeners something about this group that has taken over this particular section of the airwaves, the Christian Radio Adventure Pact. Now, it sounds kind of weird. I guess they like to make up these strange names.
Well, they are a Long Island group. We have investigated them thoroughly. Our WUSB radio investigation team has been on it since the beginning. They are a legitimate group,
mm-hmm.
local, and we felt they had a legitimate concern and need, and that we want to fulfill
mm-hmm.
concerns of Long Islanders and
mm-hmm.
just give them a show that would
mm-hmm.
guide them.
Absolutely. I see that. I understand exactly what you feel, and I agree with your decision, and I know all of our listeners agree without any kind of hesitation or second thought. And and I see somebody sitting down in the auxiliary newsroom. We have several different newsrooms. We have the Brain Damage newsroom, we have the regular newsroom, we have the auxiliary newsroom.
And that's only on the east wing, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, yes, of course. I look out over the east wing. I don't see anything of the west wing or of the studio on the other side of the campus,
and it is
which I've never even seen.
Misty tonight, so it's difficult to see that far.
I see. Did that tape just break on its own without moving? I've never seen anything quite like that. No, let me describe the scene to the people on the radio. There's a tape sitting on the machine here.
I'm sure it was meant to be.
It wasn't moving or anything. It was just sitting there, and all of a sudden it snapped. And I've never heard of a tape breaking when it wasn't moving. Around here, tape breaks all the time when it's moving, but not sitting still, and nobody was near it.
It was his way.
That was very, very impressive there. Very impressive. But, you know, God acts like that. I mean, I'm not talking about him like he's an impetuous child or something like that. Yeah, he'll do that. No, God acts like that because that's... I don't know how to say it, but this isn't coming out right. God is like that. He'll do things that are impressive because, well, of course he'll do. He's God, for God's sake. I mean,
yeah, of course. I mean, radio splicing is a minor feat
uh-huh.
for a deity of his
All right.
Yes,
wait.
Yes.
I'm not quite certain what to do here. The person whose name I don't know is motioning me to turn the microphone on in the auxiliary news. Should I turn this microphone on?
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know who this is. I assume you know who it is.
Well, let me take a peek.
That guy with the beard and the glasses.
Yes. Well, he has replaced your previous temporary newscaster.
No, he's over there in the brain damage newsroom, so I think he's still there. This is something in addition.
Well,
He really wants me to turn his microphone on.
I assumed you did receive the memo about him as well. We did have to replace the newscaster in order to get one to reflect the new Christian theme of the show.
Huh. So I guess I should put him on.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
All right, go ahead with whatever you... What?
Who?
Just sneeze twice into the... God bless you. Oh, you mean... I say God bless you, and that's like a religious type of... Oh, very good. Ingenious, yes. That way, sort of like a check in case we don't, make religious references enough. Because when you with this, yes.
Kind of like a legal ID.
Yeah, except more important.
More?
Yeah. Very good. I like that a lot.
It's more than legal. It's a higher law ID.
It's a higher thing. Yes, it is a higher thing. All right, well, it's 1:08, I don't know if our newscaster seems to have left, but I'm sure he'll be back at some point.
Well, once he finds a tissue or something.
Yeah, right. No, not him. Not him. The regular brain damage newscast, which goes on around this time, usually. It's 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Maybe we should take some phone calls. Is that okay with you? Ooh, I think... All right, that's him, all right. Where is that coming from? I guess it was... Okay, he's around someplace, so as soon as he finds the newsroom, we'll hear from him. Shall we take a phone call?
That's fine with me. I'd like to see our technological aspects of this radio station at work.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I am a prophet of Milt, and I would like to read a page from the Holy Scripture.
A page from the Holy Scripture?
Of Milt.
Have I gotten up to that point yet? I don't think I have. Okay.
Okay. In the beginning, there was Milt. He was easily amused. And as he was the Milt, on the first day, he created all that was needed for the great party.
Over
time, he grew bored with the life he created for himself.
Getting emotional.
After a time of great boredom, the anti-Milt arose from within Milt himself, thereby trapping the Milt within the Milt.
I didn't think our phone could handle volume like this.
The anti-Milt refused Milt any element of amusement in order that he might grow stronger.
Look at the needles pinning in the red like that.
The Milt was in constant conflict with the anti-Milt for a very long time.
Hey.
The anti-Milt eventually grew much stronger than Milt and cast him into the dark abyss.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's bad, isn't it?
Milt began to die.
Oh, that's definitely bad.
In a last desperate effort, Milt sent forth 3 prophets to teach his ways in order that he might gain strength. The 3 wise ones spread the word of the coming of Milt, and the people began to listen. But the anti-Milt grew too strong and smote Milt. Three prophets continued to preach the word of Milt, confident that one day Milt would resurrect himself and fulfill the prophecy of Milt. Yes, my friends, Milt is coming. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that the story of Milt there, that was certainly something. I haven't read that particular section of the scripture yet, but I hate it when people like Milt get smitten. I hate it when bad things happen. You know what I mean. That's bad. It's sad, too. It's bad and it's sad. It is. Very much.
I'm glad our callers are reflecting the new shape of the show, although It does sound like you are behind their knowledge. It sounds like you do need to catch up. Obviously, there are parts of the biblical literature you haven't studied.
We're ahead in some ways. We're behind in others. I mean, I'm behind in others. I'm ahead in some ways, and they're ahead in others. But there's more of them than me, so obviously they're going to seem like they're ahead of me, even though I'm probably ahead of most of them individually. You know?
But I'm sure together, melded, we shall all be guided.
Mm-hmm.
With your help, with the airwaves.
It's like a big spider, you know, and we're all part of a leg. And each one of us, imagine each one of us having the controls to lift one of the legs, but it takes about maybe 10 or 12 of us to lift a single leg. And a spider has 8 legs, so that's about 96 people per spider. And there's lots of spiders, not just one spider there. So we're all little bits and pieces of a leg of all these little spiders that are running around. Okay, and then we all got to spin our webs, too, and catch flies. All right? And there's lots of flies around. More flies than there are spiders. So that means there's plenty of food, there's plenty of enrichment for each of us. But we must know not to cross each other's webs. All right. And thank you for that call. That was inspirational. And if you're just tuning in, we're glad you're here, because this is the first in the latest Christian version of the
new brain damage. I'm laughing because our newscaster seems to be totally confused in there. I don't know if he has a microphone.
Everything seems to be unplugged, and we don't know if I don't think he can hear us. Can he hear us? Yeah, he can hear us, but we can't hear him. Okay, I definitely, this microphone is on. The question is, there's 27 microphones in there. You must find the right one that is on. See, I hear you. William, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Say yes. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you see, you're touching the microphone now that's on. So you are, that is, there you go. That's it. See, that's you. Say hello.
Hello.
See, you're on the air. That's our newscaster. But before you go on the air, we must have the 1 o'clock blackboard scraping. Let's wheel the blackboard up next to the microphone here. Who's got the longest fingernails? I cut mine. All right, David, I think that would be you. Yes. So where did you get those done? Nice violet shade there.
There's a local place here in Stony Brook. Actually, right on campus, downstairs in the Union.
Competitively priced?
I believe so. For the work they do.
They do toenails, too.
I have not inquired.
Uh-huh.
But I would imagine they do.
I will, then. Thank you. That's very nice. They okay, so please do the honors here. Just okay, you got it. There you go. Oh. Yes. Our tape is rewound. Okay, William Wright is here with the news. And William, I'm sure you've been listening to the things that we've been...
Poorly?
Yeah. You know, William's not wearing headphones, so he can't hear what I'm saying. So what I'll do is I'll turn your speakers on. Can you hear me now? he looks puzzled. Can you hear me now? No? Can you hear me at all? I don't know if he can hear me. He has no headphones.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, you can hear me now. You can hear me now. Oh, you can hear me through the doorway. Okay, you can hear me through the speaker in the other room. Basically, all I was trying to say was that, as you know, this program has changed its focus, its direction, and hopefully...
This is the latest from the newsroom. Our top story from Beijing, China. Li Peo died just days ago, and doctors are preserving his body for an autopsy, because the man is the only human being ever to survive with his heart inside his skull, his brain in his abdomen, and his kidneys where his stomach should be. In fact, the 51-year-old man's organs actually shifted position, floating around inside his body like dumplings in a soup. He had a massive heart attack, and there was little we could do for him, because his heart was encased in his cranium, said Dr. Chai Sang-Pai, an internist who treated the nuclear physicist from the time his bizarre condition was discovered in 1988. We couldn't use CPR, and we couldn't electroshock him. We just stood helplessly by and watched him die.
May his soul rest in peace.
Also, a bizarre new epidemic has already killed dozens of people and may soon kill thousands more by causing them to sneeze themselves to death. An estimated 47 people have died of the disease known as ARVS, allergy-resistant breakdown syndrome, and a spokesperson for the Centers of Disease Control in Atlanta says the nightmare illness could become what she calls a major health problem in the U.S. within the next year, possibly as widespread as AIDS.
May God help us.
Also.
Phew.
Eric?
Phew.
God bless you. Is that it?
You may recall the incident a few weeks ago that we brought to you about the kindergartners who viciously attacked their teacher.
Yes, God help their souls or something. Yes.
In a related story, scuzzy school teacher Ralph Goodell sweared so much in front of his class that the fed-up fifth graders ganged up on him one morning and washed his foul mouth out with soap. One day that clown let out a particularly nasty stream of obscenities, and the kids just decided, man, that was it, said delighted Daniel Aboydin, whose suds-wielding son led the attack. They got a bucket of water and a bar of soap and cleaned his mouth out real good.
Yay. Amen to that. That's what good Christians in the world should be doing, is washing things as much as possible.
And a pampered poodle named Boopsie was so furious when her fat cat masters put her on a diet that she climbed onto the 14th floor, window ledge, and threatened to jump to her death. Dogs really do commit suicide, and this one definitely would have jumped if she'd found the nerve, said famed animal behaviorist Dr. Jack Duzo. She's the most spoiled dog I've ever run across, and when her owners decide to take away her steak and caviar and put her on a low-cal diet, she simply rebelled and tried to kill herself. Eric?
Well, I hope God steps in there as he sees fit and helps out the dog there. Thank you. Is that everything? One more story we have.
Yes, one more story.
I hope it's as inspiring as the other ones that you've so far brought us.
She has failed her driver's license test 300 times.
What,
but Debbie Duncan...
The dog failed the driver's license test?
This is a different story.
Oh, sorry. Of course it is, yes.
This is a human.
Human story. This is our human interest bit.
She failed her driver's license test 300 times, but Debbie Duncan feels she's closing in on a success. If Debbie, the housewife and mother of two, does pass next time, every police officer in Gardeville, where she lives, will stand up and cheer, especially the ones who give her the tests. Debbie's problem is mainly that she can't parallel park, although she does run stop signs if there's no one coming, and makes illegal left turns if there's no one in the way. She's not really a bad driver. Oliver Johnson, who's personally flunked Debbie dozens of times, said, "She's not really a bad driver. Certainly, she's not dangerous, but she's got a mental block or something. Or, she's her own enemy." That's the news, Eric.
Well, right, and gosh darn good newscast it was. Thank you very much, William, right there with the news. And Godspeed. Godspeed to the person who failed their driver's license test 300 times. And that should be an inspiration to the rest of you out there that have not passed your driver's license test on the first try, maybe not on the second try either. You have another 298 tries to go. It's a good parallel to what we are trying to say here, because it doesn't matter if you fail the first time. It doesn't matter if you're not a perfect person. It may take a lot of tries, but you can do it. You can do it with a little inspiration, with a little soul searching, and you have 256 tries. That is exactly how many tries you have. You see, Christianity allows for the maximum limit that its memory can hold, and it just so happens to be 256. It was supposed to have been 512, but with all that New Testament mumbo-jumbo, they kind of had to restrict some things. So 256, it might be expanded, actually, in the future, from what I understand. But for now, for the current version of Christianity. 256 is the amount of tries you have to redeem yourself. Now, what does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean that you can only commit 256 sins in your lifetime, because for a sin to equal one of those 256, I guess you would call it, I don't want to say the word demerit, but I guess there's really no other word to say. To make a word like that, or to make a demerit like that, you need a really a big sin, you know, a real big sin. Like, well, what's a good example? Well, okay, for instance, running somebody over in a car deliberately. All right, that's two. All right, that's two demerits right there. All right, so yeah, you can do that 128 times, and before you have to stop, but. The thing is, unpaid parking tickets, okay, that's two-tenths of one demerit. All right, so you let those unpaid parking tickets go, and let's say you know, you don't pay maybe 10 of them here at Stony Brook. Well, that's two demerits. That's two demerits. So that means you can only run over 126 people, not 128, to reach the limit, all right? And, you know, that sounds like a lot, but fellow Christians, you have to understand. You have to understand that when an entire lifetime goes by of 60, 70 years or so, well, things add up. Things add up, you know, cheating on your taxes, cheating on your wife, cheating on a test, running over an occasional person. Running over a dog is half a point. It's half a point. Well, I mean, if it's deliberate, if it's an accident. If it's an accident, and it really is an accident, you're not just saying it's an accident, there's no points on that. But, you know, you do bad things deliberately, they add up an entire lifetime. 256 is not all that much. And yes, you can ask for forgiveness, and you'll get the forgiveness, but the points don't go away. The points are added up at the end. The points are added up at the end, and since it currently is 256, it's, you know, that's not a whole lot of sin. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. We can only help you out so much. Now, of course, prior to 1900, it was 128 was the limit. That was before the expansion, and that's why so many people of that era before 1900 wound up burning in hell. Now the problem is, we have more people now. The population of the world has, let's put it this way. The number of people that lived before 1900, I mean everybody from, you know, from the beginning of time till 1900, is less than the number of people that lived from 1900 till now. Much less. And the same thing's probably going to happen after 2000, which is why it's probably going to go up to 512 by about 2000. Probably. No promises. But that 512 only applies to people that are born after 2000. Does not apply to you. You cannot get an upgrade to 512 from 256. You can't do it. And people come over to us and they ask us, friend, can I be upgraded? I fear I've committed too much sin in my life and I must have more space. And it's sad, but there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. Now, it's important that you realize this now, and most of our listeners are young. Most of our listeners have committed a bit of sin. The average sin point level for our listeners is 20, which is not bad. It's not bad because if you were able to keep it at, you know, about your age level, well, you live to be about 70 or 80. That's well below the 256 you need to go to hell. So if you're able to do that, but it's very difficult to keep that up. It's very difficult to keep that up. Now, the reason the numbers are so comparatively low is because young people today are particularly moral in nature. Now, if you look at young people 20 years ago, for instance, the early 70s or the late 60s, the sin level was between 70 and 100. 70 and 100 for people of the age levels between 18 and 24. Now, that means if you're 20 years old and your sin level is at 100, it means you only have 156 points left before you've clinched your division title and go straight to hell. And that's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. A few, few of the Lord's names taken in vain, few cuss words spoken in a bar, and people will be amazed. So our advice to you is to be careful. Be careful and keep track of your points. Make sure you update them on a weekly basis. Make sure that you follow the path. And listening to this program, I think, is a good way to begin. Our number is 632-6901, area code 516. And Dave, you're still here.
That's correct.
I hope I'm doing all right. I mean, I'm trying to guide the people, doing the best I can.
Well,
my first night as a Christian host.
And I do believe that long-lasting, you know, continued listening to this program would, of course, lower your point value.
No. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because you cannot lower the point value. It doesn't work that way. No. The points, once you get a point, that's it. You've got it. It's yours. It's like, you know, I mean, it's not like a pimple or something like that. It's more like a scar. Because pimples go away. Well, most of them go away. Some of them don't. But it's sort of like...
It stays there, much like a Stony Brook transcript.
They're not a transcript ones. You know, they don't change. Well, they can change, though. Theoretically, they can change. But there's no theory involved here. This is fact. Those points don't go away. It's not like driver's license points. I mean, they go away with time, but these points are with you for life. These points are with you for life. So, that's a common misconception. It's a common misconception about the points.
Well, then I do hope this show can serve as a preventive measure.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have not yet fallen.
I've got 63 points, you know. I'm not ashamed to admit that. 63 points for me. It's about average, actually, for my age. I think I'm doing okay, as long as I don't really do anything bad. You know, actually, brain damage was responsible for several of them. I won't get into that. Apparently, some things I did a couple of years ago that I wasn't really supposed to do.
Well, we can say that, I mean, the reason you ended up hosting this show in its new form, it perhaps was
a way of redeeming myself.
Yes, and you know, mm-hmm. It wasn't just my choice. Perhaps it was brought upon us.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was, God moves in mysterious ways.
Yes.
And not because he doesn't know what he's doing. No, because I guess he likes a good mystery like the rest of us. You know, that's how things are.
Oh, that which we can never understand will always seem mysterious.
How poetic, how well put. Yes, it's 1:30. We only have a half hour of this left, and let's share it with some of our listeners. 632-6901, area code 516. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Welcome to our new world here.
It's interesting, this new world.
It's wonderful. It's so enriching and enlightening, and the people here are just so nice. Everyone has a big smile on their faces. I'll tell you one thing, just between you and me, they're better dressed.
Right, very Christian.
Exactly. Very very Christian, very clean.
Hmm.
I'm told that people here shower 3 times a day, and they, you know, they don't just get under the water, they soap up and everything.
Cleansing their impurities.
No. I mean, there is a bit of that going around, but it's just making the most of your cleanliness. Uh-huh. I mean, what good is cleanliness if people don't see it? I mean, yeah, of course, obviously, cleanliness is most important to yourself, so that you know yourself that you're pure, but you also have to inspire other people to be clean and to be pure.
Well, I'll remind everyone to shower, then.
Yeah, and, you know, we have group showers. We have, many times a day, people come in from all over, and we compare cleanliness.
Huh.
We see who's cleaner than other people.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. We even have pictures, too, so we can show people.
Right. Pictures of cleanliness.
Exactly. What you should strive for.
I really found great meaning in your light segment of the program.
Which segment?
The light program where you're talking about the light.
Oh, yeah, the lights.
Lights of God.
Have you seen the light?
I don't know. I mean, there's many ways to see a light.
Yes.
And you can interpret anything as the light of God.
Well, as I said, when you close your eyes, you'll see the light.
That's true.
You must keep your eyes closed, though. That's the important way to see it. That way you know it's not the sun, you know it's not the moon, you know it's not MacArthur Airport.
Right. Right.
It's your own personal light.
Well, I know George Bush has seen the lights, many lights, in fact, and he has had his eyes closed for quite a long time.
Yes, that is true, but you can't see a lot of lights. That's not the same thing. I don't know what he was seeing, but 1,000 lights is not what the light is. I mean, that's mass confusion, because which one of those do you follow? I think maybe he was seeing other people's lights. Other people had such aura that they were transmitting their lights onto him, and he saw their lights, but he missed his own light.
I think I've seen the light.
Have you seen the light?
More than likely.
Uh-huh. And what color is the light for you?
I think it's green.
Green. See, I have the greenish-orange one, but you might have a pure green one.
I think the greenish-blue is more of my light.
It's not really blue.
No.
Okay, but I just want to stress that, because if it's really blue, that's one of those fly things, and you don't want to go towards those.
No, that's the zapper.
Right.
Right.
And that's the zapper, exactly. And you got to be careful of the red ones, too, the pure red ones.
Yeah.
Because they can be, like, burning buildings and things.
Evil things.
Yeah, sometimes. White lights are common. Green lights are common. The orangey glow.
Right.
And I've got sort of a combination of those two. But the important thing, as I said, is the feeling that you get. When you see the light, you feel this tingling all over.
Sort of cleanliness.
Yeah, you feel the urge to be clean.
Right.
But the tingling is more of something just pervading your soul, you know, reaching down into your innermost depths and purifying as it goes along. Kind of like, you ever see those toilet bowl commercials, Roto-Rooter?
Yeah.
You know how it like goes down the pipe?
They're very intriguing.
Yeah. Well, there's meaning in those. There's a lot of meaning in those.
I sense a lot of meaning in them.
Yeah. Roto-Rooter is... there's more to that organization than meets the eye, let me just put it that way. And it's responsible for a lot of people turning around.
Right.
Going the right way. Going down the drain instead of up to the surface.
And what, did you learn this from the Christian Radio Adventure Pact?
I've learned some of it from the memo, and yes, some of it from their teachings, which I've been reading as I've been talking here on the radio. I'm a fast learner, you know. I mean, I came into this program a minute before midnight thinking this is going to be another brain damage show, and I'm living proof that somebody can turn around. They can turn their entire lives around. You know, I'm now a practicing Christian radio talk show host.
The Christian Radio Adventure Pact,
mm-hmm.
they seem to be a good group, except the initials sort of scare me.
Yeah.
You know, the crap initials.
Oh, yes. I didn't notice that. That's, ooh. I wonder if that's intentional.
I hope not.
Huh. Well, I was more wondering what Adventure Pact is. I mean, it just sounds kind of, I don't know, sounds kind of dangerous almost. I mean, you know, Christianity can be dangerous, I guess, but Adventure Pact, it sounds sort of like, you know.
Like a gang.
Yeah, almost like a gang, like a posse, like, I don't know, something like that.
Being evil.
Yeah, not necessarily evil, but potentially evil.
Right.
But, of course, we know they're not because we trust them inherently.
Trust them with our minds.
Absolutely, our minds.
Our souls.
Our souls, our clean bodies.
Well, I'll definitely go to church tomorrow then.
Our worldly possessions. Yes, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I guess that's one of the reasons why they wanted this time slot so much is because we need to remind people that in about 6 hours or so, the churches open up, and I would like for us, all of us, to go in droves and flocks and be there. And listen, and dress nicely, and be all clean, and spend the day thinking about what we have heard, both tonight and tomorrow morning.
Well, thank you for my time on the air.
Thank you for your time.
Have a nice night.
And may God go with you.
And God be with you, too. And I'd like to say Jesus Christ before I get off the air.
Jesus Christ to you.
Thank you. Good night. Good night.
Now, if God goes with her, now this is something else. God can go with her, but God can also go with me. God can go lots of places at once. And it's not like, you know, it's not like, you know how you make phone calls and you're sharing your data with other people, like, you know, when you're not talking, somebody else is talking, and that's how they get so many conversations in those little tiny wires, because so many people can talk at once, and where there are spaces, they fill in, you know, with other people's conversations. God isn't like that. He doesn't timeshare. He's actually with her. He's actually with me. He's actually with them. He's with everybody.
God does not multiplex.
God is everywhere. I am God. You are God. We are all God. You see? It's that interesting. It's that simple. It's the way it is. God is amongst us all. And there's really no other way to describe it. You feel it, you know? But he can go anywhere he wants. Anywhere. He can be on the other side of the world right now. You know, he can be she. She can be he, you know? This he-she business is something that we've conjured up, but God can be a tree. You know, God can be a stick of celery. Yeah, he can be a stick of celery.
I like celery.
Yeah, I love celery. You know, I like carrots, too.
I don't like carrots as much as celery.
No, we're not saying God is a vegetable. That's, you know, irrespective. No, that's not the right word. What's the word that means not having respect? Disrespectful, thank you. That's not being disrespectful. That's simply pointing out that God can be everywhere and everything and everyone. And that's just the way it is. It's all there is and there ain't no more. We're going to give Negative Land another try. I mean, I think it was a joke when they were saying Christianity is stupid, because they certainly don't mean that. I've met them. They're the most Christian people you could possibly imagine. And this particular piece here is from their newest album called Free, but don't take it because it's not free. It costs money. That's just the name of the record. And you probably won't be prosecuted if you do take it by accident, but if you've heard me say already that it's not free and you take it thinking that you might get away with it, that's half a point. So be careful. The Gun in the Bible is the name of this track from Negative Land, the free album. And we'll be back as soon as it's over here on Christian Brain Damage on WUSB in Stony Brook.
Shoo.
Oh.
Shoo.
God bless you.
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness. Out of the wilderness.
Hard this nation. 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 Out hard this nation. Out hard this nation. Out hard this nation. Out nation. Out Bible, he said. The Bible. The Bible. Cards, he said. And the Bible. This Bible. Card is out. Machine, he said. Machine. And the Bible. Submachine. Submachine gun. The Bible. And the submachine gun. Hard this nation. Brass knuckles. The submachine gun. And the Bible. Knives. Brass knuckles. And the submachine gun. Bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. Carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said. America on a gun built on a gun. America was built. The gun was built on a gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Gentlemen, we'll be setting the slag heat, drinking and shooting the pistol, but the little pools of fire waking us in the darkness.
Bam, bam, bam.
Your bullets can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are clean and cracked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilkins? Wilkes just grinned and opened in another beer. Let's go over to the car and listen to the radio while it's there.
For those of you that need to know what God expects of you, a public service announcement. This is what God wants for you, from us. And it's not that much.
God wants rainfall, God wants your voice.
You see, it's all very simple. God can get whatever he wants, but he feels a whole lot better if you give it to him without him asking. I mean, it's sort of like, you ever see The Bronx Tale? It's kind of like, or Goodfellas, it's kind of like, you know, people don't want to have to ask you for something. You should give it of your free will. And of course, if you're going to be a wise guy and not play the game, well, there's ways. There's always ways. Let's review just a little bit. God wants goodness. God wants light. God wants mayhem. God wants a clean fight. Peace, war, famine, chain stores, sedition, sex, freedom, semtex. And borders, crack, rainfall, wetbacks, voodoo, shrines, law, organized crime, crusades, jihad, good and bad. It's as simple as that. Can't get any simpler than that. Of course, that's music from Roger Waters, from last year's record, Amused to Death. Roger Waters being one of the up-and-coming Christian artists in today's world, and he certainly has a very good sense of Christianity, of where it is we're all going together. It's like we're in a big boat, a big jumbo jetliner, a big zeppelin. A big bus, a big train, a big car, a big truck. Well, you know, it's like we're in a big vessel of some sort. And we're all going to the same place. But, you know, some of us, when we rack up the points, we wind up having to get off and get a transfer to another location. We don't want that to happen. We don't want that to happen to you. We don't want it to happen to anybody here at the station. And that's why it's important that you listen. You listen to what it is we have to say. You follow our advice. You follow our example. You live life to the fullest, but you live a moral, decent life. Amen.
Hallelujah,
too. Hallelujah and Amen. They both apply in this case. One of these, one of those lists. I don't know where Roger Waters got the list of what God wants. I think the crap people have that. But the Clean Up Rock campaign absolutely is something that God wants. God wants rock to be cleaned up as well as everything else. He wants your clothes to be clean. He wants your face to be clean. He wants your mind to be clean. Cleaned of all impurities. Cleaned of all dissent. It's so important. It's probably the most important thing that we can talk about. And Dave, I have to thank you. I really have to thank you for changing the way this station is going. We were plunged headlong into the abyss. Into the abyss of rock and roll and hardcore and Chinese music and Korean music and
polka.
Polka music, especially polka music. Blues, bluegrass, folk, traditional folk music, jazz. Ooh, those contortions of jazz players. It's something that has been going on here for quite a number of years. Perhaps tonight, with the advent of the first Christian freeform radio talk show, we might be able to turn that wheel a little bit. You know, turn the wheel and move this giant craft that we're all in, this big Starship Enterprise, if you will, into a different dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. That's right. And with your help, we'll do this. Thank you, Dave. I think I'm speaking for all of our listeners. Everybody out there.
Well, it's really not necessary to thank me.
No, I think it is. I think it is. And I think the people tonight. Of course, remember to say Jesus Christ, but also remember to say thank you, Dave, because Dave is the one that is bringing Jesus closer to you. Now, this is a temporary thing. You don't say thank you, Dave, for the rest of your life. However, you do say Jesus Christ for the rest of your life, okay? I just want to make that clear. You are granted permission to say thank you, Dave, in alternation with Jesus Christ for the remainder of today, being Sunday, beginning at midnight and ending at midnight on Monday morning. After that period, you must resume saying Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, not Jesus Christ, thank you, Dave, Jesus Christ, thank you, Dave.
And you...
Right, it's important. And we'll be happy to talk to you at great length about this if you're confused about exactly how the... Gesundheit? I'm sorry. God bless you. I have to learn myself. I have to learn myself. I don't quite have it down. But, yes, thank you, Dave. Jesus Christ.
That sounds good.
It works. It works for me. I'm sure it works for
our
listeners.
It flows.
It flows better. Yeah. It flows off your tongue pretty well. And things are changing. And it's a changing world, you know. All the problems in the world seem to be being solved. Everything is turning to roses. Everybody's happy. Everybody's well fed. Disease is on the wane. Or, you know, we're exploring outer space. The environment is in great condition. Ozone levels are fine. The hole up there is closing up.
The world is becoming a better place for all the good Christian people.
It's becoming a veritable Garden of Eden. If to you the world does not seem like a happy place, then perhaps you are not of the mind of Christians. Because Christians think it's a gosh darn good world, you know, and they think it's good enough for them, and it's good enough for Jesus if he ever decides to come back. We got the door open. Got the door open and steaks on the barbecue and all that kind of thing. We're waiting. And the world's in fine shape. You must believe in this. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to naysayers, because that's all they know how to say. Well, if I live and breathe, my time is up. Not my time on this earth, but my time on this show. But I think we've contributed greatly to the enrichment of our listeners' lives. I think that we've made a big change, a big difference here tonight. And again, thank you, Dave, for... Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Okay, because I've thanked you three times in a row. But again, thank you for allowing us to start this process.
It was my great pleasure, and I of course do thank the.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we're out of time. So, thank you very much for coming by. But we do have to go. Our theme has started, And the canyon's up next, with all kinds of neat things in the further sense. And that's it for us tonight, but we'll be back again next week. Until then, keep the faith, keep your nose upturned, and remember to always be looking for answers where you know they are, not where they cannot be. Good night. God, Dave, I didn't think I'd make it through that show. God damn it, I mean, how can you... You know how hard that was?
I really didn't think it would be that
hard. Well, it was. You should try it sometime.
You had enough of
for
that.
For God's sake, do you have any idea how difficult it is to constantly be thinking about the
music? That's absurd. I thought you were already thinking about these sort of things all the time.
Yeah. Goddamn wasting my time. I'm out of here. I guess I have to start looking for work somewhere else. Is that how it works?
I thought you
23 years.
Out.
23 years at this place. That's how I'm treated. I don't want to talk to you. You and your memos.
Well, I wish you would have sent me a memo about your family.
I'm not sick of memos. All we do is just say this on memos. You know what I mean? All we do is send memos.
There's got to be a better way.
And if not Jesus Christ, I'll say right now.
I'm sure if Jesus Christ were here today,
biggest racket in the world,
he would send us a memo as well.
What gets me is the listeners are buying this. You see, the ratings, they just came in on the teletext last hour. Higher than ever were. I guess you won. I guess you know what you're doing.
That's
beating
that
on young people's minds.
Oh,
gotta get out of here.
This station, the ratings of the station are more important than your personal feelings.
Yeah, I know. I've never put myself before the station. You're putting God, because it's your idea, right? Religion, organized religion, as a way of making money. It's not. It's bigger than that.
It could be.
You're not going to be able to stop this.
Look, a lot of other people do.
You've opened the Pandora's box.
We're not the first people to do this.
For God's sake, the money.
October will be an interesting and exciting month for Natural Alternatives listeners. Join host Dr. Eugene Zamperone and Dr. Ellen Kamai as they share some of the latest information in natural healing today. Get in shape on October 8th with Christine Hardy from New Living Newspaper, your guide to health, exercise, and fitness in the 90s. On October 15th, Dr. Israel Brennan will discuss issues involved with the natural dentist, such as mercury-free fillings and current controversies over fluoride. Quite a mouthful of information. On October 22nd, Natural Alternatives welcomes Stephen McEgonin, formerly an associate professor of anatomy and physiology. He'll discuss chiropractic and the human body. October 29th will feature Dr. Thomas Carlson, MD, from Shaman Pharmaceuticals. Dr. Carlson is involved with an ecologically conscious company which is developing new drugs from tropical plant medicines. So tune into Natural Alternatives every Friday evening at 6 p.m. on WUSB Stony Brook and take your first step towards becoming an educated healthcare consumer. Happy Halloween and Celtic New Year. Slán.